Some say the more we learn about the world around us, the more we learn about us. The more we have reason to believe that we came about as a result of blind chance. However, the truth is quite the opposite. As work in the various scientific disciplines teaches us more about the physical world, it reveals a world of beauty, a world of complexity. More and more often, scientists are resorting to terms native to engineering and design in order to describe the wonders of life. Rather than revealing a universe somehow devoid of guiding forces to shape it, science increasingly reveals evidence, like fingerprints, that have been waiting there all along for us to discover, of a finely tuned universe, a perfectly designed system. Join us right now here on Tomorrow's World as we examine just a few fingerprints of the master designer. Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. My name is Wallace Smith, and it's wonderful to have you with us. Today we're going to look at the world around us, even the world within us, and identify just a handful of the fingerprints of a designer. Evidence that this existence is not merely the result of randomness or unguided processes, but rather is a beautiful and amazing result of intelligent and purposeful design. When we look around at the world we live in, filled with breathtaking mountain ranges, serene lakes and streams, expansive plains and majestic waterfalls, it is natural to ask, how did all of this come into being? Not to mention looking up at the night sky and the wonders of our solar system, our galaxy, and beyond. Where did it all come from? Confident-sounding scientists like biologist Richard Dawkins, physicist Lawrence Krauss, and astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson tell us that science has somehow done away with any reason to believe a creator exists. But is this true? Actually, it's quite the contrary. As science reveals more details about how the physical world works, we see that God has left many fingerprints on His creation, evidence of His creative activity. Let's look at some of those fingerprints today. And since we're at the beginning of the program, let's start at the beginning. The first place we'll find fingerprints of the master designer is on the beginning of the universe itself. There was a time not long ago when many scientists assumed that the universe had simply existed forever, with no beginning at all. But Albert Einstein's theory of relativity eventually pointed physicists and cosmologists to a startling possibility, that the universe was constantly expanding from what had once long ago been a small, indescribably dense point. The result was what we now call the Big Bang Theory, the idea supported by a great deal of evidence and observation that there was a moment in time when our entire physical universe, all matter, all space and energy, and even time itself, came suddenly into being from nothing. As shocking as it was for many scientists and philosophers to admit, the vast universe had a beginning. Many scientists refused to accept the conclusion for some time, including Einstein himself. Many did not like a theory that so blatantly suggested a creation event, a moment when the universe was brought into being from nothing. And many continue to craft theories that they hope can avoid such a moment. But they continue to fall terribly short. As prominent physicist Alexander Vilenkin proclaimed in his 2006 book, Many Worlds in One, "With the proof now in place, cosmologists can no longer hide behind the possibility of a past eternal universe. There is no escape. they have to face the problem of a cosmic beginning. In 2011, New Scientist magazine dubbed this fact the Genesis problem, noting that Professor Stephen Hawking himself pointed out a point of creation would be a place where science broke down. One would have to appeal to religion and the hand of God. Yet that is exactly what the prevailing theories of cosmology claim, that there was a moment when space, time, matter, and energy, literally everything in this physical universe, came into existence from literally nothing at all. However, that leaves us in a bit of a quandary, doesn't it? Call it the Julie Andrews principle. In the Oscar award-winning musical, The Sound of Music, Miss Andrews' character sings the words, "Nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could." A lot of wisdom there. Nothing comes from nothing. The only thing nothing produces is more nothing. If the universe, all space, all matter, all energy, and even time itself had a beginning to its existence, and the best current scientific theories say that it did just that, then the cause of this universe had to exist beyond space, beyond matter, beyond energy, and beyond time. When it comes to fingerprints of a creator, that is quite a fingerprint. We read of such a creator who transcends space, matter, energy, and time in the very first verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Whether or not there is an all-powerful creator is not just an academic question that you and I can afford to ignore. In fact, it is the most important question you can ask. And all of us here on Tomorrow's World encourage you to seek out the answer to that question for yourself. Roll up your sleeves and prove the existence of your Creator for yourself. Know that He exists and be confident of this truth. We want to help you do that by sending you free of charge our free booklet, The Real God Proofs and Promises. This booklet outlines several proofs for the existence of a creator. Even if you already believe, you need to ground that belief in solid facts and to equip yourself to combat a world of growing doubt and confusion. You can order this booklet by calling our toll-free number or by visiting us online.
This booklet can be yours at no cost. Call the number on your screen and tell the operator you would like The Real God Proofs and Promises, or order online at twcanada.org. There's no catch, no hidden cost. Here at Tomorrow's World, we believe that the truth, that there is a real God and that He is true to His word, should not be sold. Get your free copy now. Simply dial the number on your screen or visit us online. In case you missed our contact information, I will give it again later in the program.
Welcome back. We're examining a few of the fingerprints God has left behind that provide evidence that what we see around us is the work of a master designer. In our last segment, we saw that the beginning of the universe itself, from nothing, is evidence of an intelligent cause behind existence. So the first set of fingerprints we saw were fingerprints on the beginning. Only a creator who transcends time, space, matter, and energy could be the cause of all time, space, matter, and energy. Yet the evidence that we'll consider today doesn't stop there. Our second set of prints are on the design of our universe. Calling the beginning of the universe the Big Bang makes it sound like a sort of random explosion or something chaotic. However, scientists have learned that the opposite is the case. Rather, a highly structured, orderly, and lawful universe was brought into being, so improbably fit for life that science is still at a loss for a real explanation. To get us started on that idea, I want to bring out, believe it or not, one of my favorite childhood toys, the humble but marvelous Lego brick. I loved the Lego building system when I was a child, and I freely admit that I use my own children as an excuse to keep playing with them myself. But as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate the incredibly high standard of design and engineering precision of each and every Lego brick. The entire Lego system has scores and scores of differently shaped bricks that can be used in all of its impressive sculptures. As physicists and cosmologists understand it today, the entirety of the universe around us is constructed from a small set of only 16 fundamental particles, plus the recently discovered Higgs boson to give the particles their mass. From this incredibly small and simple handful of fundamental particles, each one so infinitesimally small that no microscope on Earth could ever see them, everything we see around us in the universe is built. Everything. Can you imagine a construction set of only 17 or so invisible particles and creating a universe as vast and diverse and wondrous as this one? Wondrous enough to contain conscious human beings to look around and wonder at how wondrous it is. The organization and intelligent engineering of our universe screams at us when we examine the evidence. Just consider the collection of mathematical equations and laws that ensure all things run in an orderly, structured way. The way in which the universe expands, the manner in which energy, matter, and the fundamental forces interact is strictly governed by precise mathematical laws. The Einstein field equations, the Schrodinger wave equation, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, many fundamental laws reign over our reality, keeping it ordered and functional. This does not fit the idea of a random, undesigned universe. Laws demand a lawgiver, and the Bible describes such a lawgiver, saying in Isaiah 33:22, "The Lord is our lawgiver." When physicists look at many of the universal constants in nature, such as the fine structure constant, the mass of the electron, or the cosmological constant, they find that these numbers have to be almost exactly the values they are, or else the universe would be unfit for human life. Actually, if some of them were altered in even the smallest of ways, the universe itself could not exist, or the stars could not form. As science writer Tim Folger once summarized in Discover magazine, "Tweak the laws of physics in just about any way, and life as we know it would not exist." In some strange sense, it appears that we are not adapted to the universe. The universe is adapted to us. You know, it frustrates many scientists that they still have no solid scientific explanation as to why the universe is so finely tuned to allow us to live, and even to talk about how finely tuned it is on television programs. Yet if they were to simply open their Bibles, they would see why this is so. For when the Bible speaks of the designer of the world around us, it describes him as one who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. Think about it. How much sense does it make to imagine that such a cosmic construction set came about randomly, with no intelligent designer? Lego bricks are marvels of engineering, but the cosmic Lego bricks of creation put even them to shame. Frankly, God's fingerprints are all over the building blocks of creation, far more thoroughly than my children's fingerprints are on these bricks. We would be blind not to see it. Our second set of fingerprints of the master designer are on the design of the universe. Now, if these two sets of fingerprints have seemed a bit too cosmic for you, then be ready for our next segment, where the evidence gets much more intimate and personal. Our third set of fingerprints is on life and DNA. As scientists have learned to peer into the microscopic world of the living cell, they have discovered an absolutely amazing world, so intelligently structured in its vast array of inner workings and mechanisms that it puts even the space shuttle to shame. Within that tiny, microscopic, invisible realm are amazing molecular machines, pumps and gateways, and transportation systems and waste management apparatus, communication systems and interactive architecture and chemical recognition mechanisms and environmental maintenance equipment. And at the center of it all, DNA, an information storage system of vast capabilities. Richard Dawkins stated in his landmark book, The Blind Watchmaker, that there is enough information capacity in a single human cell to store the Encyclopedia Britannica, all 30 volumes of it, 3 or 4 times over. Wow. Just a single cell in your body, so small as to be invisible, able to contain the informational content of 90 to 120 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. DNA and the attendant RNA and protein apparatus used to duplicate and activate the information contained in DNA represent nanotechnology of nearly unimaginable complexity and wonder that for all of our efforts, we have yet to be able to create ourselves. In a groundbreaking paper published in the journal Science in 2012, prominent molecular geneticist George Church said plainly, DNA is among the most dense and stable information media known. Many biologists agree, even those who are atheists, that all this looks designed. For instance, Richard Dawkins, a leading evangelist of neo-Darwinian evolutionism, said once again in his book, biology is the study of complicated things that give the appearance of having been designed for a purpose. Francis Crick, co-discoverer of the amazing structure of the DNA molecule, has said, biologists must constantly keep in mind that what they see was not designed, but rather evolved. When scientists, biologists, geneticists, and chemists look at life and admit that the structures of life, the intricate nanotechnology of the cell, and the informatics of DNA appear to be designed for a purpose, as Richard Dawkins admitted, to the point that they must keep telling themselves over and over to ignore what they see with their own eyes, as Francis Crick admitted, then they call to my mind an important passage from God's Word. We read it in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Truly without excuse. It is sheer folly to ignore the evidence and choose to believe that such an intricate and powerfully intelligent system as we find in our own cells was not designed. With every cell reading the programs encoded in our DNA, like 100 trillion computers reading 100 trillion hard drives every second of every day of our lives, then our own lives are astonishing evidence to the existence of our own Creator. Before we conclude today, I want to give you one more opportunity to request our powerful free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This informative booklet by Dr. Douglas Wanale contains 7 fascinating proofs designed to help you prove God's existence for yourself or for others. And for those who question God's existence, it's designed to help you answer that question. Whether you want the booklet for yourself or for someone else, like all of our materials, it's absolutely free. Simply call, write, or visit our website to get your free copy right now.
To request your free copy, call the number displayed on the screen and ask for The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can also order online at twcanada.org. What is God's plan for you? Is there hope for the future? You can find the answers to important questions like these and more in Tomorrow's World magazine. It's also yours free of charge. Don't delay, call us right now or visit us online to get your free copy of The Real God, Proofs and Promises and Tomorrow's World magazine. I hope you enjoy the rest of the program.
Welcome back. On today's program, we've examined 3 fingerprints of the master designer. Fingerprints on the beginning, fingerprints on the universe, and fingerprints on life and DNA. Frankly, there are so many more fingerprints that can be considered, even beyond the realm of science. For example, there's the evidence of fulfilled prophecy, the evidence of answered prayer, even the evidence of a resurrected Messiah, a fact of history that has stood the test of time and defeated all comers who would pretend that it never took place. All of these evidences and so many more are fingerprints of a designer at work, behind the scenes of history and the world around us. Our universe, our planet, our species, even your own very being was designed by a great and amazing creator. Our free booklet today, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, will help you explore that evidence so much more fully than we have time for on today's program. But here, before our time today draws to a close, let me return to science and suggest to you a radical experiment. We noted earlier today that in the marvel of DNA, not to mention the wonderful, intelligent machinery of your cells themselves, you have your Creator's fingerprints on you and on your person, in your life. That isn't an accident. You, there on the other side of this television screen or computer screen or cell phone screen, you were crafted by Him for an amazing purpose. The vast majority of you don't know what that purpose is, but He does. That's why you bear His fingerprints, because He's designing something in you. Part of the mystery of the kingdom of God is that the Almighty Creator is building a family for Himself of those who are willing to live His way and seek the life He offers. And as the designer of all life, God knows how life is to be lived. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." For those who want that life, who want God near to them, guiding their lives and steps, He explains very clearly how to make that happen in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 8. "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul quotes from the Old Testament, writing about those who are willing to turn aside from sinful actions and choices to the way of life God offers, saying, "As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." The experiment I have in mind is this: draw near to God. see if He will draw near to you. Do what He says. Seek Him and see what you will find. But you'll have to seek Him with your whole heart. He tells us this Himself in His Word, saying, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul." But seeking God actually means something very specific. Many people claim to look for signs from God to direct their paths, or believe that simply going to church is enough. But seeking God is something we do in our everyday life. And many fail to realize that God has given us His own instructions for how to seek Him in His Word, the Bible. Seeking Him means recognizing that if a being is wise enough and powerful enough to design the entire universe around us, even life itself, then perhaps the laws and guidelines He designed for how life should be lived should be followed. That perhaps following the way of life the designer explains in His Word will truly benefit us, benefit our friends, our loved ones, and all we come into contact with. Frankly, most people don't have the courage to try, but God is calling many who will. If you're such a one, we want to help you put God to the test in whatever way we can. The free booklet we're offering you today, The Real God Proofs and Promises, is a good place to start, as is our website, which will be displayed on the screen in a few moments. Our website has an abundance of resources, materials, and video, all free of charge for anyone who sees the fingerprints of their Creator in the world around them and on their own lives, and who want to follow that evidence where it leads them. Regardless, at the very least, we hope it leads you right back here to Tomorrow's World, where we invite you to join us again next week, or online, anytime, as Richard Ames, Gerald Weston, and I continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the hope of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. We'll see you right here at the same time.
To learn more about today's topic, visit www.twcanada.org. You can also order by calling us at 1-866-784-7895 or by writing to us at Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 409, Mississauga, Ontario, L5M0P6. You will also receive a free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, revealing God's principles for living an abundant and happy life while providing insight into current and future events. At our website, you can also watch this and many more Tomorrow's World programs. Call 1-866-784-7895. Write or visit us online today. This program is a production of The Living Church of God.